Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Good morning, folks, and welcome back to Feet to the Fire. Your host, Sergio Faso. My voice is getting there. It's not quite there yet, so please continue to bear with me, but I appreciate it. We don't want to miss another day. Cutting-edge conservative thinking, conservative talk. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but listen to this from the post-millennial, wrapping up our conversation from yesterday. If you didn't check out yesterday's episode, you have to go check it out to understand why feminism and the sexual revolution has destroyed the value we place on women and has ended up victimizing women as it stands now in our society. But this from the post-millennial regarding the Loudoun County public school issue where there was alleged sexual assault of a girl in a bathroom by a boy who claimed to be gender fluid. Then he was moved to another school and allegedly it happened again. Well, guess what? It's not alleged anymore. Judge rules that Loudoun County teen engaged in non-consensual sex with female student in school bathroom. He raped her. It's true. And remember the background. They arrested the dad in June. This is disgusting. A man's daughter was raped, and they arrested him and called him a domestic terrorist. We are literally backwards in our society, and this should incite every one of us to righteous indignation. See, that's the thing. It's always compassion for the perpetrator in the society, but real, righteous, godly indignation is anger on behalf of the victim, the one violated. It's compassion for the victim. Where's the outrage on behalf of this girl? Where are all the feminists now? And all the people, you know, yelling all the time about so-called toxic masculinity. I guess that doesn't matter when the perp is a transgender, gender fluid individual. But where's all the advocacy for women's rights? This is what I'm telling you. All of this sexual freedom and sexual revolution nonsense just turns girls into victims where people don't even care when there's an actual rape. They arrest the dad. A Virginia court ruled on Monday that a biological male student who had been accused of raping a girl in the girl's bathroom of a Loudoun County, Virginia school, quote, engaged in non-consensual sex. The girl's father, Scott Smith, was arrested. Listen to this. The girl's father, Scott Smith, was arrested following a June 22nd Loudoun County school board meeting where he spoke out against the school board due to their inaction on the alleged rape of his daughter. This guy's daughter's raped. He speaks out. He gets arrested. And this from the liberal left, a liberal school board calling the cops on him, who are there supposedly the bastion and the protectors of women's rights. Give me a break. They're Pharisees and hypocrites through and through. Their agenda is an agenda of the left and lawlessness. It has nothing to do with advocacy for women. How do you arrest the dad in this situation? And remember yesterday, we reported on the fact that the school board and the superintendent already had an email going around a month prior about this alleged assault, and they denied that they knew anything about it. It was later revealed by investigative reporting. This is all from the post-millennial, by the way. It was later revealed from the Daily Wire that Smith was fighting for justice for his daughter after she was raped by a biologically male student who was using the girl's bathroom under the school's policy that students can use the facilities according to their expressed gender as opposed to their biological sex. The biologically male student was allegedly wearing a skirt and claimed to be gender fluid. This is what I told you. This is what's going to happen when you take off the guardrails and you have permissive policy like this: boys can go in the girls' bathroom. You end up with girls getting raped. That's all it devolves into: the abuse of women, the exploitation of women, the oppression of women. Smith is still seeking legal action against the school board since the National School Boards Association, NSBA, used him as an example of parents whose behavior is similar to that of domestic terrorists. That is how perverted and sick the left is. A man who is outraged and just, you know, doing whatever he can, scraping to get attention, to notify people, to notify the officials on behalf of his daughter, for justice for his daughter. He's the domestic terrorist that gets arrested. And the sanctimonious, pious, self-righteous governing officials say, we don't know what's wrong with this Looney Tune. We have nothing to do with this. And this is what I was trying to say yesterday, and I'll say it again, hopefully in a more concise, eloquent way. When you remove the guardrails of Christian morality and Christian sexual law, that's dissolving it, abrogating, surrendering, removing, however you want to say it, those guardrails, it only always leads to one thing, the abuse and the exploitation of women. They become objectified and they turn into nothing more than sex objects and slaves to be exploited. And that's because here's the thing, men as the dominant gender aren't going to stand back when you remove the guardrails of Christian sexual mores and ethics. Men aren't going to stand back and go, oh, we're supposed to be restrained and bridled in our sexual impulse, in our evil, in our violent dominance. We're supposed to remain bridled. Oh, I forgot. This is the new age of feminism, female independence and sexual freedom and the sexual revolution, the sexual equality. And we have to respect those boundaries. And women can have free and open sex the way they want. And no one can, you know, violate that. That's not what men are going to do. What restrains man's evil impulse is Christian guardrails. You move them out of the way, men aren't going to respect some alleged, supposed sacred right of feminism and sexual purity. They're going to go right for it. If you say you can change your gender and go in the bathroom, they'll put on a dress, they'll go in a girl's bathroom, they'll rape women. That's what's going to happen. You victimize women. They become the only victims. And these pious leftist feminist men and women, it just makes me sick, and it's so disturbing because it's Christian patriarchy and Christian morals that keep women in an esteemed, pure, valued status, because the guardrails of Christianity, the guardrails of Christian patriarchy say you cannot violate sexual law and sexual code, and you cannot transgress God's law, and you cannot objectify and exploit women. Let's move on. Okay, town hall. This is so important. This came out with Project Veritas. Hey, New Jersey voters, do you realize that Phil Murphy is planning to make a state-mandated vax? And he's still going to get voted in, unfortunately. Please go vote on November 2nd. But here's what we got from town hall, released by Project Veritas. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is planning to enforce vaccine mandates similar to those in California if he wins re-election next week. You mean when he wins re-election, because if he's not up on election day, they'll just cheat like they did in 2020 in New Jersey. Wendy Martinez, a senior advisor for the Democrat, told an undercover Project Veritas journalist. You can look up the video. It's everywhere. It's on Twitter, Project Veritas Town Hall. You hear the senior advisor saying, you hear the interviewer, who's the kind of the embedded spy, so to speak, saying, hey, what's going on with the vaccine mandate? Will there be one in New Jersey? And the advisor replies, he, Murphy, is going to do it, vaccine mandates, but he couldn't do it before the elections. She said, actually in Spanish, you read the English transcript underneath, noting that undecided voters and independents stopped him from announcing mandates sooner. They're into all that SH, word for excrement. And she goes on, you know, the voters that don't support a mandate. They're into all that SH, my rights, my SH, excrement. So that's what she thinks of our view on civil liberty and civil rights embedded in the Constitution and in our form of government, that it's a bunch of excrement. And this coming from people who are constantly yelling at us about minority rights and civil rights and the right to abortion and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's what they think of actual legal rights, is it's a bunch of excrement. Right now, it is about Governor Murphy winning re-election, Martinez noted. It will be fine. In other words, the mandate's coming. Another worker for the campaign was interviewed by the same person, and he goes in the video, I think so, he said about Murphy, about whether Murphy would enact a vaccine mandate. In other words, he's going to do it. I think the problem is right now, because it's election season, he's not going to have people say, like, we're going to have a mandate now, because, you know, that's, for some people, that it's going to tick them off. He used other colorful language. I mean, once, you know, we have a win, he's like, all right, guns blazing, like, who cares? He continued, I'm in, let's do the mandates, let's do this, X, Y, and Z. So there you go. That's what our governor, fearless leader in New Jersey, is going to do once he's reelected. Folks, you have to see through all the lying. There is the music. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. The left has one goal in mind: lawlessness and destroying Christian morality, Christian government, Christian culture. It is the movement of the kingdom of Antichrist, as it is everywhere. I'm not demonizing just the political left in America. That is the agenda of evil all the time in world history. Know it and fight.